use, number 2072, KMH Ventures DE LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR General Residential District for multifamily dwelling structures, 20 units, located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 5.1 acres, more or less. The property is located on the north side of Munchie Branch Road, approximately 1,064 feet, southwest of Field Lane. The 911 address is 18834 Munchie Branch Road, Rehoboth Beach. The task district is District 334, parcel map 13, parcel 27. Staff notes this did go to plus, and there is a response as part of the exhibit booklet. We did receive DLDOT response from the service level, and a TIS was not required. We also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District and the Sussex County Engineering Utility Planning Division, and they did note that it is in a sewer district, and they did also submitted a site plan for the record. Thank you.
All righty, we thank you. Mr. Fuquay, carry on.
Yes, again, for the record, James Fuquay, and I represent the applicant, KHM Ventures Delaware LLC. And again, I know you didn't try to hear from me, but I am trying to be brief, and I think I should get at least credit for that.
Hey, always happy to see you, and we'll make sure you get plenty of credit for being brief.
With me are Frank Key. Frank is with Solutions and also is a principal of the developer. Jason Palkowitz of Solutions and Ed Linnae from Environmental Resources. Again, an exhibit book was submitted. The name of the proposed development is McKinley's Grove. Again, I assume you have a copy of that. This is a conditional use application for a 20 single family detached residential condominium unit development on a parcel of land containing 5.1 acres. The land is located on the northwest side of Munchie Branch Road. It's approximately 1,600 feet northeast of Route 1. The site is designated as investment level 2 under the strategies for state policies and spending, which, as you know, is an area where growth is anticipated by local, county, and state plans in the near-term future. The parcel, as well as a large area around the parcel, is zoned GR, General Residential, and the purpose of the GR district, as stated in the zoning ordinance, is to provide for medium density residential use, including manufactured homes. And the GR zoning district permits a maximum gross density of 4.35 residential units per acre. Under the Sussex County Comprehensive Development Plan, the parcel is actually located in two designated growth areas, the environmentally sensitive developing area, as well as the mixed residential area. The comp plan provides that in the mixed residential area, a full range of housing types are appropriate, including single-family homes, townhouses, and multifamily units, and that the current densities in these areas range from a maximum of 4 homes per acre for single-family detached housing to a maximum of 12 dwelling units per acre for multifamily housing. As the mixed residential area designation of the comp plan indicates, this area currently is comprised of a broad mixture of residential and some commercial uses. The area surrounding the site contains the residential developments of Beachfield, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, Kyrie Estates, and Shady Ridge. Those developments are a mixture of single family and manufactured homes. Beach Haven is a multifamily building development located near the site, and Seabright is a condominium, I believe it's townhouse development, that is located, again, near the site. And then also the Brandywine Assisted Living Facility is located in the general area. Along Route 1, the land is zoned commercial. It's developed with a variety of businesses that have access from Munchie Branch Road, including a grocery store and a drugstore. The development itself will have central water for domestic use and fire protection provided by Tidewater Utilities, who already services the area. The site is within Sussex County's West Rehoboth Sanitary Sewer District. The County Engineering Department sewer assumption for this parcel of land is 4 EDUs per acre, and sewer capacity is available for the site. There is a manhole nearby on Munchie Branch Road that is deep enough to serve the site by gravity. A sewer concept plan was approved by the County Engineering Department in February of this year, and the 20 proposed units are in accordance with the planned EDU assumption for this parcel. A wetland delineation was performed by Ed Linnae of Environmental Resources, Inc. That study determined that there was approximately a half an acre of the site that would be classified as non-tidal wetlands. That delineation was submitted to the Army Corps of Engineers for verification, and that wetland area is located to the rear of the property adjacent to Munchie Branch. So again, that would be the area back in this area. No wetlands will be disturbed in any way by the development, and all the buildings on the site will be located at least 30 feet from the wetland boundary, and the wetland boundary will be marked. Stormwater management will meet or exceed DENREC and Sussex Soil Conservation District requirements. Stormwater will be directed into a stormwater management system utilizing best management practices for treatment and discharge. There was soil testing performed by Hillis Carnes Engineering, and that indicated that the soils were suitable to permit infiltration as a primary stormwater quality practice. DelDOT reviewed the service level evaluation request that was filed as part of this application, and by letter dated October 28, 2016, DelDOT indicated that the proposed 20-unit residential development would generate fewer vehicle trips per hour and day than would warrant a traffic impact study. And DelDOT also indicated that for purposes of the TIS, this traffic impact is considered negligible by DelDOT, and a TIS was not required. The entrance to the development from Munchie Branch Road will be designed and constructed in accordance with DelDOT standards. There will be a 5-foot paved shoulder that would be constructed along the front of this property as part of the entrance construction. And I did just read an article in the Cape Gazette that DelDOT is considering shoulders all along Munchie Branch Road because of the number of bicyclists and other people that utilize that area. So this theoretically would be the first step of that, I guess. The site is located in the Cape Henlopen School District. It's in the fire service area of the Rehoboth Beach Volunteer Fire Department, which does have one of their substations nearby on Route 1 next to the seashell shop. There are no endangered or threatened species known to exist in this area. And there's a letter from the Fish and Wildlife Service dated October 11, 2016, verifying that. And there are no historical structures on or near the site, as indicated in the letter from the State of Delaware Historic and Cultural Affairs Department, dated September 9, 2016. As to the specifics of the site, as you can see, there will be one internal cul-de-sac street providing access to the units. The street will be built to Sussex County Street standards, and the street will be private and maintained by the condominium association. That street will have curbs and gutters. There will be sidewalks on both sides of the street and street lighting. There will be a 20-foot landscape buffer along the sides of the upland portion of the site and a 40-foot landscape buffer along the Munchie Branch Road section, and that's the front section there. So the 40 feet would be in the front here with the 20 feet in the upland sections of the site. Back where the wetlands are, obviously, it's just wetlands. There is a community gathering area, which is right in this area here near the stormwater pond. Since this is a small development, there's no substantial recreational amenities. This gathering area is, again, planned to be approximately in the center of the development. It'll have a picnic area and a seating area, and some type of a shade structure and possibly an outdoor fire pit. The passive and active open space, including the wetlands, total approximately 2 acres of the 5-acre site. It is anticipated to have one lighted sign identifying the development, which obviously would be located at the entrance to the property. As I indicated, there would be 20 single-family detached residential condominium units. The gross density of the development would be 3.9 units per acre, which is consistent with and slightly less than the density permitted in the GR zoning district, which again is 4.3 units per acre. The building design and layout will comply with all setback, separation, and height requirements of the county zoning ordinance. 40 parking spaces are required. Each unit will have a 2-vehicle garage, and in addition will have sufficient space in the driveway for 2 additional vehicles. So there would really be a total of 80 off-street parking spaces provided. And since this is a condominium form of ownership, all yard, building maintenance, as well as open space, buffers, landscaping, street repair, the stormwater management facility will all be maintained by the condominium association made up of the homeowners. The exhibit book, in addition to other information that was submitted, contains a project overview, a statement of compliance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, and compliance with the GR zoning purpose. It's noted in that the table of contents that there is an environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report. If you had trouble finding that, it's because there is not one in the book. Actually, one is not required because this is only 20 units. However, there is a statement addressing the items of Section 99.9C of the subdivision ordinance, which again is not required because this is not technically a subdivision. But that information is very similar to the same information that is required in the environmental assessment. So again, that is in the booklet. I again have proposed findings and conditions for your consideration, which I will submit. And again, that will conclude our presentation, other than any questions you may have for Frank or Jason or Ed.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions, and we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Ms. Stevenson?
Well, I was curious about the condo, but it sounds like it's like a condo, except it's houses.
Yeah. A condo is a funny word because lots of people think of condo being a large multifamily building, which it is. A condominium is really a form of ownership, right? Actually, the building is a multifamily building or a townhouse building or different things. So condominium is a form of ownership. What's proposed here is these would be detached single-family buildings, but they would be in a condominium form of ownership. And it's really not unusual. It's been done in many other projects that we've done, and it has proved to be successful. And by being in a condominium, it maintains a uniformity of maintenance and appearance on the units themselves.
So people are buying the space inside, and then everybody...
You basically buy the space inside, and you get a percentage interest in the land, in this case, 1/20th of the land.
Okay. And it's been done, I would add, in several different places in Sussex County, where if you drive by, you'd think it's a single-family subdivision, mm-hmm. but it's, in fact, condominiums, where it's just like Mr. Fuqua described. So it's not uncommon.
It's the way to own something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything
that's,
else?
That's it. That's all.
Okay. All right. Mr. Hudson?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Ross?
Mr. Robinson, just this is actually a permitted use if it wasn't for the fact that it is a condominium association. Is that right?
Well, I don't want to say it's permitted because it would be, but when you have the condominium and you don't have the lots, you don't have to deal with setbacks and things like that. So, I mean, the density.
But that forces to you.
It's considered multifamily. And that's why it's required to be a conditional use.
Yeah, it threw me off when I first opened the book the same way. I saw single-family houses and multifamily.
The definition of multifamily in the zoning ordinance is, apartments, townhouses, condominiums. So once you become a condominium, you're a multifamily. Yeah. And so it's a conditional use approval.
That was my point. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ms. Walls?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Counselor, anything else?
This one may be more for Mr. Key, just because somewhere in the conditions or someplace I saw that the proposed conditions that the roads would be constructed to current Sussex County condominium standards for, you know, a multifamily project. We've just gone through this exercise with, you know, the new ordinance that establishes new road standards, and I realize that this one got in before that applies. Just wondering if you know at this point which one you're going to use.
Yeah, it would be built as a private drive.
Okay. So you're going to use the current standards versus what was in?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just was asking, because I know there was some discussion of people wanting to move forward and use the new standards, even though they weren't technically required to. So right. I just wanted to find out which one we're going to do. All right, that's all I had.
All right, sir. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for your presentation.
Thank
if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2072 KMH Ventures DE LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2072? Yes, sir. Come on up. Sign in if you would, please, and give us your name, and you may have the floor.
You know, signing in might take a while, so if I could pass out a few sheets of paper.
You may. Sure. Are they all the same? Are they?
No.
Okay.
The reason to sign in might take a while because my last name is Haneschlager.
I assume that you know how to spell it.
Okay. First name's Fran. I live in Fieldwood Estates, and that's the little note that I attached to the brochure we're passing out here. I'm really, really concerned about the safety issues on Munson Branch Road. Mm-hmm. So today, on short notice, because my neighbors were to come, my wife and I took a drive from Route 1 on Munson Branch over to Wolfneck Road. Mm-hmm. We measured the distance. It was 1 mile. Now, during that ride, we took the pictures. It lasted 7 minutes. We got 14 side streets in that 1 mile coming off of Munson Branch Road. No traffic signals. We got 35 direct residential driveways and 2 utility accesses on the road. I don't know how familiar you are with Munson Branch Road, but it's one of 2 main arteries to get back to Wolfneck State Park.
Very familiar with it.
It is. I've been down here for 12 years now. And the pedestrian traffic, the bicyclists getting back to the park, the kids that come down and work during the summer, they live back there. There's some trailer parks in Wolfneck and rental units. It's just incredible. There is no sidewalks. There's no bike paths. And I will remind the commission that this was a 7-minute ride. And I took those pictures in 7 minutes. So you can see the bicyclist, you can see where the car is going. This is daylight, and it's April 20th. It's not the middle of the summer. And I can only express, I spent my whole life in construction, so I'm not against construction, I'm not against the building. But there are some serious, serious safety concerns on Munson Branch Road. And I can, you know, like I say, 7-minute drive. You see what I saw, the one boy is on a skateboard, the people walking down the street. And above and beyond the safety, there's a problem with stormwater. And I hear the gentleman talk, they're gonna take care of the stormwater. I don't know, where's the stormwater gonna go? The piece of property they're talking about, it was an elderly lady that owned it, it's now deceased. She farmed the land. So, you know, the ground kind of sucked it all up. You start putting 20 units there with the roads associated and so on and so forth. I mean, I don't know where the water, I mean, they're not going to put in the sewer on 48, right? So are they going to put a storm system in? I don't know. So I just hope, cost me $21 to run these papers, So I hope you don't throw them out. I hope you really take into consideration the safety aspect. And I hear, you know, somebody's proposing somewhere down the line that they're going to put a bike path, and that's really a good thing because, you know, the bicyclists going to the park alone, not counting the people going to the stores, to work, so on and so forth. And then, I mean, to turn off of Route 1 for me, heading south at that turnoff light there, during the summer, I got to sit through two lights, sometimes three. I've already called DelDOT about it. They, on the weekends, they shorten the time frame up. I just don't know. The townhouses, the old age home that they were talking about, I mean, that's out near Route 1. And I just don't know that until something's done with the bike path, proposed sidewalks, or whatever, I just really feel it's a safety issue. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'll ask you to excuse any typing errors or punctuation. My wife did it.
Wow. You know, that right there has been going on since the beginning of time. Some things never change.
But if things no never change. That's what I got. I'm here just speaking the truth. I'm not against construction.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it.
And just laying it on the lawn.
All righty. Well, you're on the record. Thank you. Okay. Would anyone else like to speak? Yes, ma'am. Okay. Would sign in for us and give us your name. You may have the floor.
I'm Ian Nowak from Curia States,
mm-hmm.
and I'm concerned about the safety and the traffic.
Okay.
As you come off Route 1, and as the gentleman said, you do wait several times before you can even get into Muncieberry. We have a development with the Giant and the Kmart, and they can all come in there and be on Munchie Road heading there. You head down the road, you're going to have Beachfield, Seabright, Curia States, Piney Glade, Shady Ridge, Truevale, Fieldwood, Breakwater, and a campground. What I witnessed, I've lived there 21 years. I'm concerned the bike trail's supposed to be coming. I'm going to lose property. This development is right across from me. That's going to put a lot of cars on the road. Like it's 20 houses, that could be 40 cars. So that's more cars, besides all these developments that are there. What I've noticed is we have scooters, motorcycles, and they do wheelies too. All kinds of wheelies, but they never get caught. Luckily, they aren't killed. Walkers, skateboarders, line skaters, 18-wheelers come down from Wawa. We get a lot of Wawa traffic because they want to go south. They can't go out that way. They have to come around the little Munchie Branch Road, which is being destroyed. And RVs, they come in. They're pretty big. They're really huge to get to the campground. We have double wides to come in. That's quite a load to put on our roads. And our walkers and our skaters, and they're all there summertime. They're lucky to make it on the road. The school buses, the Brandywine bus, and the school buses are the school buses. So my concern is for the safety of all of us on this road. I'm concerned with the people coming out of the new development to add more cars to what we already have.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Thank you. All right, who's next? Anyone else like to speak in opposition? All righty, well, come on up. You would sign in there, for us too, and give us your name. You may have
My name is Bill Newick. That was my wife that just spoke. And I'd like to probably reiterate some of the stuff that she was concerned about.
Oh, that's sir, that's not a pen.
That's not a pen.
Oh, here it is. She hit it on me. Yeah, we have, we moved here approximately 22 years ago. We live right across from where the entrance is on Monte Branch Road.
Okay.
And last week we were advised that we went to another hearing for this bike trail, which is coming through there, which is on my side of the road. Now they're telling me that we may lose. I understand the county owns the first 10 feet right there. So they want to put a bike trail in there, which is needed.
It's actually DelDOT or the state that
owns it. The state owns
it. Yeah, if they're just going to take the 10 feet, I don't have a problem with that. They have several plans where they might put a little buffer in there and then do the 10 feet. Now they're into my property. Now I don't know whether they're going to pay me for that or not. Then I read in Cape Gazette that it could be up to 25 feet. Considering, I guess, drainage and whatever else they have in mind, I don't know. But I'm not happy. and it is a main concern. And another thing, these houses, you say they're condominiums.
Yeah, sir. You can ask me.
One condominium, is it one? Each condominium is just one family in there, one entrance,
sir,
or what?
Sir.
Yes.
Yeah, you can. I appreciate that you have a question, but the way we like you to do that is you ask me and I'll get the answer for you. Okay. What's your question now?
I hear the word condominium being used.
I know, it's confusing.
Yeah, it is confusing to me.
Let me tell you what's going on here, okay?
Sure.
A condominium is a way to own something. It's not like you own your property. I'm guessing it's probably what's called fee simple. It's just you own a home on a lot. You own a lot.
Right.
With a condo, you don't own a lot. You own a home, but you don't own the lot. You own the lot in common with all the other condominium owners. So it's really just a way to own real estate. It really isn't about the building, okay? What that is 20 separate places for people to live with four walls and a roof, not connected to each other.
Okay.
But they're still condominiums because of the way they're being owned. But that's the only thing that makes them that way. See, it's one lot with 20 people living on it. That's why you hear this multifamily thing and so on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what makes it multifamily, because it's one lot, not because it's one building. Okay, it's one lot, 20 separate living units on the lots. Those living units are owned under a condominium form of ownership. But when if it gets built, if it gets approved, and if it gets built, it's going to look like a single family home subdivision looks.
Okay,
and that's why, and I know it's confusing because we're used to thinking of a condo as being a big building with a bunch of apartments in it.
Exactly.
Okay, no, it can be. It often is that. Frequently is that. It can also be this, because condominium is really a form of ownership. It's not really a building, like we normally think of it. It's just a way to own real estate. It's one lot. The lot is owned in common by the 20 people that own the living units, the separate living units. If you bought one in there, you would own your unit and a 1/20th interest in the land and everything else. So that's how that works.
Thank you for the explanation.
You're welcome. I hope it helped.
Yeah. But really, I think there's way too much traffic now on Monte Branch Road. We don't need any more.
I understand.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Thank you.
On the record.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Okay, who's next? Anybody else? Going once, twice, Anybody on the commission have any questions, further questions?
No questions.
All right, then, we're going to close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. All right, then, moving on to